True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on the morning shift. Is my jacket making a noise? Sometimes when I wear this material... Sounds like
you get a little swish going on.
Little bit of the swish.
Like the old 90s Bobby Bowden windbreakers on the sideline with the, you know.
That's what it feels like.
Or the, either, what was the.
Those are starter jackets.
Yeah, what was the little cafe that they used to go to on Saved by the Bell?
The Max.
The windbreakers they wore at the Max, you know, just. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Every time I think about that show now, I always think about the Mario Lopez and, oh my gosh, why am I blanking out his name? Zach Morris. And what was Mario Lopez's character's name? Slater, thank you.
AC Slater.
Their fight.
Yeah. Why is that the only thing you think about?
It just always pops in my head. And then Jesse having her like meltdown.
I was gonna say that's what pops in my head.
No, I always thought about when Kelly cheated on Zach because she screwed it up. with that weight. That guy worked at the Max, I think.
I don't remember that she cheated with.
Yeah, comment. No, I'm just kidding.
Because the original guy at the Max, which I think his name was Max, with the glasses, they phased him out or something. But then she had the other guy who was like the manager there, and that's who she cheated with. Broke Zach's heart.
Did y'all ever watch the ones where
they got married? Yeah.
It was just Saved by the Bell. They were just at the beach this summer, right? It wasn't a spinoff or anything?
No.
It wasn't the college years?
No. The college years was literally called the college years. I think this was something they did in the summer with Stacy Cerosi was her name or something like that. I think that was like the character's name.
Is that the girl who ended up being in the Scientology?
Well, she was in Scientology then, I think, but yeah.
Oh. Leah Remini.
Yeah, and she was also in King of Queens, which never made sense to me. Why would she be married to Kevin James?
Like,
why would a hot chick like that be married to a fat delivery guy? I mean,
people say that all the time about my household.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
maybe she's a...
I'm sorry, but that's not believable.
Oh my gosh, you were just...
Mike and Molly was a much more believable duo than Kevin James and Leah Remini. I'm just telling the truth. Everybody out there is thinking it. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm with you on that one.
I'm sorry.
It did not seem believable. She's very, very pretty. Yes. They always say, look, there's a lot of sitcoms that are like that, though, I feel like. But,
well, I mean, it's TV. Everything's fake.
Yeah.
But
all the dads are big dudes with bellies.
See,
and,
I thought.
You know, they're all Uncle Phil style, and, you know.
I'm surprised you, of all people, would just be falling into a narrative that attractive people can't not like maybe someone that you deem.
Well, no, I get personality means a lot to people, but the reality is I didn't even think I never thought Kevin I never thought that show was that funny. So to me, you know, I didn't think the Kevin James character in that show was funny enough for her to marry him.
It always surprises me every day what you're going to tee off on.
I'm sorry. It's not believable. It just wasn't.
I'm with you on that.
Especially for like, I don't know. I digress. But
I don't think it's a narrative to say that most of the time, really attractive people aren't married to really unattractive people. I don't think that's too far.
I know that, like, in Hollywood, money and like, you know, like, you'll even see some athletes that are not good looking people, you know, married good looking people. I get it. I get the whole thing, but it's not like he was
a delivery man.
It's not like he was the Wolf of Wall Street in this. I mean, okay.
Oh my God.
He was just an average guy that lived in, you know, the suburbs of New Jersey?
Yeah.
And he was married to this hot chick. It didn't add up to me.
A little bit off.
Like, imagine a fat Zeno coming in here, right? Like, so that's a New Jersey guy, or I guess Long Island, and it just, you wouldn't think he would have a dime piece. I don't know.
I'm with you on that.
Sorry.
On this subject, I didn't want to bring it up today, I need to go pull up the name, but NCAA wrestling was going on.
Yeah.
And did you guys see the clip where, I'm going to pull up his name, the young man that won. He is 5'6", and his girlfriend is 6'3".
He's actually 5'5".
5'5". They made such a big deal out of it. Like, I feel like maybe it took away from the moment a bit of just him winning, which should be celebrated. But yes, the cameras were all on him and his girlfriend, and I think it's awesome.
So Daniel Cormier was one of the announcers. That's one of the announcers that did it, and he lost his mind because Cormier is a UFC heavyweight champion. I think he was a two weight class champion, one of the greatest college wrestlers in his era, and he's losing his mind because apparently they are, to your point, it's kind of viral. Like, they are, I guess, if you're...
Yeah, they're on TikTok, I think. I don't have TikTok, but that's where they've, like, highlighted their romance.
And his girlfriend is a 6'3 volleyball player. And so, like, Lucas Bird is the guy's name.
Thank you.
And, they were like, hey, is he going to go hug his girlfriend? And, like, he runs over. And they are so happy. They clearly...
They
I didn't see that part. I saw him win, but I didn't see that part.
They clearly have a phenomenal relationship, and they really love each other. But, it looked like if Mike was hugging me. I mean, that's what it looked like. And I'm bigger than this guy, and Mike's bigger than that. But it was just like... I mean, it was like... You guys want to know what pictures are like? When you always make fun of me and the pictures of Mike and me and Tip?
Let's stop staying in the foreground.
Well, let me tell you something. It looked like when Mike took a picture with Austin Dillon and myself. That's what that's what it looked like.
I think it's great. They don't care about what anybody else thinks, and I'm happy for them, too.
I dated a girl one time that was like 6'1".
They call them short kings. So
it didn't work out.
He said it didn't work out.
Yeah, she didn't. Right. She the weight bothered. I mean, not the weight, but the height bothered her. So you know, didn't bother me. I don't care. I mean,
what's
short
she
guys
looking
don't care.
For though, man. She's looking for like Zach
I guess
Carrizo
a damn shit. Offensive lineman. I don't know. She didn't get one. She got like a a kickoff holder or whatever. And I was holding the place kick holder.
All right, let's shift gears. And the Falcons, one of the newest members of the team, Leonard Floyd, he had his introductory press conference yesterday. And so we talked about being able to do a number of things in the scheme as well as his goal for this season.
Getting my highest amount of sacks in one season. That's my goal. It's always been my goal every season. Yeah.
Yeah, his goal, would be 11 sacks to get his highest total in one season. And I think that we all sit here and listen to that and go, yes, yeah, absolutely. And it's just it's funny, man, because we're so hard up for sacks in the city, so thirsty for guys that can come in and thirst buckets. We are thirst buckets here in Atlanta over pass rush, right? We just are. And it's because it's so critical to winning football games and putting guys away. And how many times just over the last two seasons have we been in a situation where if you can get to the quarterback in the fourth quarter, the Falcons probably win the game? It completely changes the dynamic of what you're trying to do. And he talked, I wouldn't say at length. He's a man of very few words. But he did talk multiple times throughout his presser about, I'm focused on sacks. Like, I want to be able to get home. And that's going to be, one of his main priorities as soon as he gets here.
Yeah, if you're the guy that asked him at the press conference if he would be okay with the Falcons drafting another pass rusher, just go ahead and remove yourself. You've been suspended for the next five press conferences.
I did hear that. I didn't catch your
answer. The more the merrier.
It's the dumbest question I've heard asked at a press conference in a really long time. And I'm sure it won't be. I'm sure there will be another one that tops it. But because the comparative was to Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. And it's like, yeah, man, because that's the same thing. Yeah, it's a great comparison. Have you covered sports before? But anyways, again, I'll take a step back. But I agree with Leonard Foy when he said, yeah, to your point, Tim, he said the more the merrier. Well, why wouldn't he? Because that just helps him. That helps everybody. I'm done getting excited about every time we draft or sign a veteran or draft a guy that's supposed to do it. I am optimistic. I think Leonard Foy, whatever happened to Leonard Foy from Chicago to I think L.A. was his next step, and I know that he played with Aaron Donald, but in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, he was there at the same time as Khalil Mack was. So the guy has gotten to play with some great pass rushers, is my point, and he's clearly picked up a little bit here and there. He's super excited about playing at home, and I'm happy to have him. Hopefully, he gets at 11 sacks.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He mentioned all of his stops. Well, how's all that experience going to help when it comes to the Falcons scheme? Let's take a listen.
We both know that I can do multiple things in the defense, and I played in multiple schemes. So I'm going to go out and do what I do best, buy into the playbook and just buy into the coaching as well.
Yeah, he was asked if he's talked in depth with Jeff Ulbrich about what he'll be asked to do for the Falcons. And, his answer was kind of like, nah, we didn't dive too deep on any of that, but they know what I can do. And they do. And we've talked about it before. Him being in San Francisco, going out of a three-point stance, right, with his hand in the dirt, being able to rush the edge and utilize a lot of those in-and-out moves and things like that. But when he was with L.A., which is the last stop he was with Raheem Morris, he was in a two-point stance. And he was standing up, and he actually looked very, very comfortable doing that. He actually looked more comfortable, in my opinion, out of a standing up, out of a two-point stance, which is what – our pass rushers here do. And so I think that's why Raheem Morris actually coveted him. And there's a number of different reasons. First and foremost, he talked about, practicing hard and being a leader with his actions on the practice field. But I think his ability to do multiple things, I think definitely when you look at Raheem Morris, Jeff Ulbrich, and a lot of the defensive identity, multiple is a word they throw around a lot, and he fits that.
Oh, and it's like Arch told us yesterday, it all, we can sit here and talk about Jeff Ulbrich's defense or Raheem Morris's defense, but it also comes kind of from the origins of what Dan Quinn did, which was something that I think Pete Carroll liked to do too. So all these guys kind of come from where, they all come from kind of a similar place. And my point of all of that is Foy knows what is, he's comfortable with what Ulbrich's going to be asked to do with him because Raheem has input on that. And we know that. So that part doesn't bother me. What worries me, I guess, or concerns me is once he puts a Falcons uniform on, can he do what he did in other uniforms? Yeah. Because I don't know if it's necessarily the players, if it's just not the curse of maybe we've been cursed since we cut John Abraham.
You're scarred. You're
after
scarred.
2012.
Well,
I don't know.
I always say, man, I always try to say, what's the median factor here? Like, what's the one thing? What's the common denominator? It's the team. What I mean? How many times can you miss on a pass rusher or, the guy not do well when you sign him? And the only reason I bring up three-point and two-point, I really felt like Matthew Judon last year suffered going out of a two-point. I didn't feel like he was comfortable doing that. So hopefully him going out and Leonard Floyd coming in will kind of change some of that.